Keith McGowan, Norfolk, Massachusetts. Thank you, Mr. Buffett and Mr. Munger. Thank you for being a role model. Your ethics, frugality, sense of humor, honesty, sharing your ideas on investing, sharing your ideas on business, make this world a better place for everyone. Charlie mentioned in a prior answer about continuous learning. Mr. Buffett, you read about 5 newspapers a day. You also read many annual reports and other business-related reports. You have the ability to read much faster than the vast majority of people. Reading is a fantastic thing. What advice would you give to children in high school, college, or adults who want to increase their ability to read faster?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question, because I do read, as you described, the 5 papers and lots of 10Ks and 10Qs. Unfortunately, I'm not a fast reader, and I'm not as fast as I used to be on reading. But I don't know how effective various speed reading classes may be, but if they are effective, you know, I would really suggest anybody that can improve their speed. I wish I could read a lot faster than I can. Charlie can read faster than I can, and it's a huge advantage to be able to read fast. And you know, there's that old Woody Allen story about how he took the speed reading course. And he met somebody who was telling how wonderful it was, and the guy said, "Well, give me an example." He said, and Woody Allen said, "Well," he said, "I read War and Peace last night in 20 minutes. It's about Russia, you know, man." Well, that's the problem I have when I try and read fast. I get all through reading the book, and I say it's about business, you know. So, I really don't know the effectiveness of speed reading type courses, but if you know of any friends, or you can learn more about that, and there are effective techniques. Obviously, the thing to do is to learn them very young, because there's nothing, hardly anything more pleasurable, you know, than reading and reading and reading and reading. And Charlie and I do a lot of it. We continue to do a lot of it, but I don't do it as fast as I would like to. Charlie?
Well, I think speed is overestimated. I had a roommate at Caltech who had a very distinguished mind, and I could do problems faster than he could, but he never made a mistake, and I did. So I wouldn't be too discouraged if you have to go a little slower. What the hell difference does it make? Pass that peanut brittle worm.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
You may have noticed we have a 15-pound box out for sale in the other room, but Charlie was looking for a 25-pound box.